I am one of 10 vessel safety examiners for the U.S. Coast Guard Juno Flotilla Auxiliary.
So what are you doing today?
Well, I'm drowning a herring right at this moment in time, and not doing very good, although it's lovely out. Little chop, about a 2-foot chop. I'm outside of Key Harbor, which is just north, about 4 or 5 miles from Hawk Bay.
Well, it sounds like you're in a fun place. Good way to spend a beautiful day.
Yeah, well, Southeast Alaska's fun, even in the bad winter that we had, or the wet winter and a lot of snow.
Mm-hmm. And so the Auxiliary Juno Flotilla is coming into our area for boat safety check?
Yeah, the 3 vessel safety examiners, and one of those can actually do 6-packs of charter boats, vessel safety checks, and it's a pre-check on various and sundry things that are required to have on your vessel.
Okay, so who exactly needs it?
Well, any recreational boat or charter boat, not a commercial fishing boat, but any boats from kayaks up, if they wish a free vessel safety check, just show up at the dock in Haines about 1 o'clock Sunday. We'll be in Skagway about 1 o'clock Tuesday. And if there's more than we can handle, we'll stay more, either Skagway or Haines. And actually, we can catch Haines on the way back from Skagway if folks are not quite ready.
So are these safety checks required?
No, they are not required. All they are is just to let the folks know, the owners know, that the boat does comply with the state and the federal regulations. The checks are not required, but the equipment and such is required. And if we have nothing to do with law enforcement, but if the troopers or Coast Guard stop a boat for them, then they will do inspections then. But if they've got a safety seal, which is a decal, the chances of getting stopped are very minimal. But the big thing is just to make sure that the boats are equipped and the owners I have knowledge of some of the things that they should have.
So what are some of the things that you check when you're on the boats?
We check if it's an inboard. We'll check the back flame arrestor, the bilge pumps on any boat, the flares, if they've got flares, they should have 3 flares, generally speaking, 3 flares. There's some other requirements for larger vessels, but 3 flares that are capable of being used either in the day or at night. Navigation lights, even though we do have some nice daylight, it is required to, so if you happen to get into a limited visibility, you have to put those on. And general appearance of the boat, if they have any questions on how to operate the radios and such.
Okay. So if somebody comes to you and they're not in compliance, do they get any penalties for that, or do you just give them advice on how to come up to compliance?
That's not from us. There's no penalties involved. It's volunteer
mm-hmm.
on both parts. We don't even let the Coast Guard know that we've done it, and if they are not in compliance, there's no communication between the Coast Guard and us. There's no penalty, certainly, from us. Depends on if they get boarded by the Coast Guard or the state troopers, and they do get a citation. It's kind of like a speeding ticket. I can't tell you what the the penalties or the bail is, because we don't get involved in that.
Mm-hmm.
What we try to hope to do is avoid people getting any kind of a citation, but we also want to make sure that they feel that they're safe on their vessel.
Yeah. So do you have any special safety tips that you want to put out to boaters?
Well, just make sure that you got your life jackets, which are actually called PFDs. to us Alaskans, we like to refer to them as life jackets. And we'll check those. When we come up, we're actually bringing about four additional PFDs or life jackets for the Kids Don't Float boxes in Haines. Skagway apparently is in good shape. However, we will just make sure those life jackets, they're loaners, and we'll make sure that they are in compliance. And if not, we'll have the people here in Juneau send up some to the harbor masters to replace them, because we want to avoid any kind of a safety violation for any of the kids and certainly any person. No.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so just to recap everything, the U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary Juneau Flotilla, you will be coming into Haines that Sunday and Monday, the 20th and 21st.
That is correct. About 1 o'clock on Sunday, and then we'll be there all day the 21st. Then we're going up to Skagway. We'll be there about 1 o'clock on Tuesday, and we'll stay there until Wednesday. If we get more boats to check and such, then we'll certainly make every effort to check every boat.
Mm-hmm.
And if we've missed any in Haines, then, of course, when we come back through Haines, we'll stop in. There is an 800 number. It's 888-790-2575. If there's any questions, leave a message, and we'll call you back, answer any questions that anyone might have.
Okay, great. And so people can just show up at the boat harbor. They don't need an appointment or anything.
That is correct. If we're there, we'll have at least two and probably three people aboard, so we can handle a lot. And if there are any charter boats out there that wish to get a it's what's called a five-star for charter boats. We'll certainly take care of that, too. We do have one qualified five-star examiner aboard.
Okay. Well, is there anything else you want to say?
That's it. That's about it. Hope we get overrun. Hope we have to stay the full week to do all the people that want them examined.
Mm-hmm.
We'll find out when we get there.
Okay. Well, great. Thank you so much for talking to me.
Okay, and thank you for calling. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Have fun fishing.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye.